Hey everyone, Mike Wobshaw at TCO Studios at Winter Park. It's another edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for sending in your questions. Let's get to work. The first question comes from Dale. Is it time we consider signing at least one impact free agent rather than a half dozen that will likely never play? Well, Dale, if you go back since Mike Zimmer has been here, I think you'll find the Vikings have actually done quite well and have been aggressive in free agency. A few years ago, Linval Joseph was signed. How good has he been for the Vikings defense? You've also had Captain Munnerlyn and Terrence Newman signed as free agents in recent years. Alex Boone last year was pretty good, and I even look at a guy like Tom Johnson. He's been a really good player for the Vikings the last few seasons, and he was signed as a free agent. So I like the Vikings' approach the last few seasons in free agency, and I expect them to be aggressive once again this year. Our next question comes from Hal. Do you think AP will be back, and if not, do you believe the Vikings will draft a running back? Well, Adrian's status with the Vikings is going to be a hot-button topic here in the next few weeks. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll just have to wait and see. But regardless of that, it wouldn't surprise me if the Vikings drafted a running back this year. Running backs can be used not only on offense, but they can be really good players on special teams as well. So running back is a valuable and versatile position in the NFL, and it wouldn't surprise me if the Vikings wanted to stock the shelves at running back this offseason. Our next question comes from Brett. What possible offensive lineman could the Vikings get out of free agency? Well, remember, a big part of free agency is re-signing your own guys. So Matt Khalil, he's a guy the Vikings could choose to bring back, and that might be as good a signing as any. But other names that you'll see tied to the Vikings include Rick Wagner of Baltimore, Andrew Whitworth, and Kevin Zietler of Cincinnati, plus many others. We'll get to that as free agency draws closer. It begins on March 9th. Eddie in St. Louis Park has the next question. Is drafting a linebacker in the cards to groom him to take over for Chad Greenway if he indeed retires? Well, just like running back, linebacker is another versatile position on an NFL roster. You have three of them that play on defense, plus backups and reserves, and then they are popular players to put on your special teams. Now, the Vikings do have some guys waiting in the wings if Chad does retire. That includes Edmund Robinson and Kentrell Brothers, along with Emmanuel Lemur, whom the team signed in free agency last year. That doesn't mean they won't draft a linebacker in this year's draft, but the Vikings do have some depth at that position already. Our next question comes from David. What does it mean for a team to put a first or second round tender on a free agent? How does this affect other teams if they want the player? Well, the Vikings have two restricted free agents this year. Adam Thielen, who's coming off his best season as a pro, and Charles Johnson, another receiver on the roster. Those two guys are restricted free agents. The way restricted free agency works basically is you have three levels of tenders: a first round tender, a second round tender, and then an original drafted round tender. And then there are costs associated with each tender. So if a team wants to sign that player, they have to give the player the cost of that tender, and they have to give up the first, second, or original round tender. It sounds more complicated than it really is. Restricted free agency starts about the same time as regular free agency. Our last question comes from Chris. Your best guess as to when the complete NFL schedule will be released, week of or before the NFL draft? Well, that's when the NFL usually does it, right before the draft, and it won't surprise me if they do that again this year. Only time will tell. As a refresher, here are the teams that are on the Vikings schedule next year. We know the identity of those teams. We just don't know yet in what order we will play them. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. But we'll be back with another edition next week. So send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And remember, the Combine starts next week, and we're going to be there giving you wall-to-wall coverage of the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine. That includes press conferences by both Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer, and it includes voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, doing his weekday radio show from Radio Row at the Combine. We'll have video of all of those interviews, so make sure you check it out on Vikings.com, the Vikings app, and on the various Vikings social media channels. Until next week, see you later.